punch in the speaker. Anyways. Not much on where I'm not a minister on the word, but although I believe it and I like to hear it. But
man,
I just like to tell my testimony. And it starts out by obeying.
Yes.
Obeying God is the part, first part of the key of being submissive, of course. And I was into drugs, and if it was sin, I was in it.
Amen.
And proud of it. You know, there's no shame in my game.
Right.
But I experienced there was something that changed in me. Where there was there was misery, there was no misery, there was marriage misery, there was life misery, but there was a different misery that came. And all I could do was just sit there and stare at the wall. And then I got locked up for a year, and I run so far from that Bible when I get locked up. And but something changed in that time, and it didn't happen when I was in there that time for the year. But when I got out, I got home. My wife shabbed up everywhere. There's, you know, the tweakers everywhere, and I took a walk down the railroad tracks. I said, Lord, what do I do? And I got to get out of this situation. I can't do this no more.
Amen, brother.
And it's the first time I heard God's notion. And when God speaks, we know it. Because there's no way I'm going to think, hey, go back to where I was, because I'm better off there than I am here. And so I did everything possible to get probation violation again and go back to where I was. But for those 4 months that I waited for them to put a warrant out, I stared at the wall in misery. And I was still partaking of the devil's playground.
Uh-oh.
And because I didn't know what else to do. It's all I knew. I know my mom, she's in church, raised Pentecostal apostolic, and I attend an apostolic church now over in Watsonville. And I couldn't just go to a church and cry out. I couldn't. I had to first be obey. I had to obey God. So when I first got locked up, I thought it was my own thoughts. And I made a rational decision. But 6 weeks into the PDC, I surrendered God. I raised my hands. And this is after church service. I raised my hands. I just gave it all to God. And he went from, I felt the spirit go from my head to my feet and up again. I was speaking in tongues.
Come on, bro.
And there was about eight other people there with the Holy Ghost. Now this is Georgia Department of Corrections now. And we're all broken. And man, they were speaking in tongues. I was speaking in tongues. And I looked at the officers. And the officer, she was like pressed up against the wall. Like she couldn't say nothing. It was like God just put a hand on her. Bow.
Wow.
And I got back to the dorm and I shouted, I got the Holy Ghost! And I ran around the dorm and the guys that knew what I was talking about, they was like, yeah. And then there's guys like, there was one guy, he's come up to me, he's like, you sure you just didn't fake that? I said, have you ever surrendered to God? Have you ever got on your knees and surrender to pray to God, like, and want His acceptance like you do these gangbangers that you're trying to impress?
Come on,
he goes, no. I said, until then, don't tell me this is fake. Because if I die tonight, I know I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
And the whole dorm, I tell you, and they saw a change in me, and I kept throwing it, wanted to throw the Holy Ghost like a softball into him, because I just want them to feel it.
Amen, brother.
And God gave me back my house. He's gave me back my license. He gave me a good job. He's given me everything back. I tell you, when I open my eyes in the morning, I just thank Him.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
And I'm glad. No, I don't believe in, you know, there's always a reason why, especially when it comes to God, why we run into each other and things have happened. And This is pretty cool, guys. I love to hear somebody else bring some good word, brothers.
Yes.